This book is by no means a complete history of the American indie movement from 1981 to 1991. It pays particular attention to the SST, Discord, Touch and Go, and Sub Pop record labels. But those are far from the only labels that made the revolution happen. There was also Slash, Tang, Frontier, Posh Boy, Coyote, Alternative Tentacles, Danger House, Bar None, Picture Tent, Wax Trax, and countless others. It would have been impossible to write about all of them. The same could be said for the house organs of the indie scene, the fanzines. Most of them started as photocopied rants by people who were frustrated at the way the mainstream music magazines largely ignored this exciting new music. Some of them grew quite large and influential, including Flipside, Maximum Rock and Roll, and Forced Exposure. But there were literally hundreds of smaller zines that collectively framed the indie aesthetic. And of course, the American independent scene in the 80s contained many, many bands, from those that made a mark on the national stage to bands that began obscure and stayed that way, sometimes by design. Many of the bands known only to a very few are personal favourites, but it was a matter of either excluding them or turning this book into an encyclopedia. My humblest apologies to those bands and their fans. There are plenty more books to be written about this subject. I invite you to write one of them.